Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Mother Jasoda binds Lord Krishna, text number 21. Nanam Sukhapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopaka Sutaha Yaninam Chatma Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Muttam Iha Nayam Na Na Not I am this Sukha Appa very easily obtainable or an object of happiness. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dehinam, a person's in the bodily concept of life, especially the karmis. Gopika Sutaha, Krishna, the son of Mother Jashoda. Krishna is the son of Vasudev, is called Vasudev. And as the son of Mother Jasoda, is known as Krishna. Gyaninam cha, and of the Gyanis, tried to be free from material contamination. Atma Bhutanam, of self-sufficient yogis. Yata, as Bhakti Matam of the devotees, Iha, in this world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Jashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Purport. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Jashoda, is very easily accessible, available to devotees, but not to tapasvis, yogis, jnanis, and others who have a bodily concept of life. Although they may sometimes be called shanta bhaktas, real bhakti begins with dasya rasa. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, ye tamam prapadyante tamasatava bhajamyaham mamavart manuvartanta manusha partha sarvashaha. As living entities surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Everyone is seeking Krishna, for he is the super soul of all living entities, of all individual souls. Everybody loves his body and wants to protect it because he is within the body as the soul. And everyone loves the soul because the soul is part and parcel of the super soul. Therefore, everyone is actually seeking to achieve happiness by reviving his relationship with the super soul. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaischa Savaraham Eva Vedyaha. By all the Vedas, it is I who am to be known. Therefore, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, and saintly persons are all seeking Krishna. By following in the footsteps of devotees who are in a direct relation with Krishna, especially the inhabitants of Vrindavan, one can reach the supreme position of associating with Krishna. It is said, Vrindavanam Pratyaja Padam Ekam Nagachati. Krishna does not leave Vrindavan even for a moment. The Vrindavana Vashis, Mother Jasoda, Krishna's friends and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis with whom he dances, have a very intimate relation with Krishna. And one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. Although the Nitya Siddha expansions of Krishna always remain with Krishna, if those engaged in sadhana siddhi follow in the footsteps of Krishna's Nitya Siddha associates, such sadhana siddhas also can easily attain Krishna without difficulty. But there are those who are attached to the bodily concepts of life. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, for example, have very prestigious positions, and thus they have the sense of being very exalted Ishwaras. In other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avatars and have exalted positions, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. But the pure devotees who inhabit Vrindavan do not possess any bodily conception. They are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended prema pamartha mahan. The highest perfection of life is prema, pure love in relation with Krishna. And Mother Jasoda appears to be the topmost of devotees who attain this perfection. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Jasoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he who is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body to be the same as the self. Here mentions about spontaneous devotion. So sadhana, the aim of sadhana is siddha. In other words, the sadhya, the perfection of sadhana, is bhava, or feeling. And it's actually only by feeling that we can become conscious of Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, bhakti mam avijananti, yavanyas chasmi tatvataha, tatomam tatvato gyatva vishite tad anantaram. That one can understand me as I am only through devotion. And one is actually devoted, then he can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So how to become devoted? We have to hear, first of all. And as I said yesterday, first thing we have to hear is that everything belongs to Krishna, and understand how everything belongs to Krishna, and how Krishna is manipulating the energy, is in control of the energy. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetu nanena kondiya jagati parivartate. This material nature is one of my energies moving under my direction, producing all the moving and non-moving beings, and by its rule this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. It's working, actually. In other words, to see this world as working under Krishna's direction is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, for those who cannot meditate upon Krishna's form directly, then Krishna says, rasoham apsnukantiya, that I'm the taste of water. In other words, what we're trying to do is come to the platform of accepting everything belongs to Krishna, and that Krishna is in control of everything, and therefore we should try to understand how everything is a relationship with Krishna. The sun is moving in its orbit by Krishna's arrangement. The birds have the ability to fly by Krishna's arrangement. We can speak by Krishna's arrangement. That Krishna is intimately involved with everything that's going on. And when we forget it, then we enter into our own conditioned drama. Our whole story. Everyone has a story to tell, called their biography. And everyone's quite enamored with either their biography or someone else's biography, thinking that their so-called biography, their biography, is some kind of success. we don't read the sequel to their biography when they became a rat in some cellar. But we read their biography and we become thinking that they're successful, and therefore we become contaminated by the idea that we can become successful like them if we follow their footprints. We follow their instructions and their example, then we can wind up the second rat in the same cellar with them. In other words, one has to understand what is actually going on here. How every living entity in the material world, as Prabhupada mentions here, whether they're a tapasvi, or a jnani, or a yogi, they're all competing against Krishna. And therefore their destination is to stay in the material world and continue their competition against Krishna in one of the 8,400,000 species of life. So if we're enamored with anyone else except for, as mentioned here, the residents of Vrindavan, then we have to go wherever whoever we're enamored with. Where they're going, that's where we're going to wind up. Of course, in Kali Yuga, we're enamored by so many people, and therefore we have so many destinations we have to fulfill. But one has to understand what is the value of the residents of Vrindavan who actually have some feelings towards Krishna, that is prema. And the only way we can do that is by following their footprints and instructions, and their representative, of course, is the present acharya, or acharyas, in disciplinary succession, as well as those who are representing the acharyas, and by their example we can also learn, and by their instructions. Then we can get a little taste of prema, a little taste of bliss, a little taste of bhava. It is said that if one can concentrate his mind upon the chanting of Hare Krishna, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or worshipping the deities, or serving the devotees, or trying to make the atmosphere spiritual, of which the most powerful method of doing that is by preaching. So also our Harinam fits into the clear classification of making the atmosphere spiritual, or distributing prasadam, or distributing books, is making the atmosphere spiritual. Or if we remember Krishna, that's a very powerful way of making the atmosphere spiritual. Therefore, that's our objective, is to engage in those five powerful processes and try to experience a little bhava by concentrating our minds upon them, and try to do them without any other motivation than to please Krishna. Or at least become conscious of Krishna, because that's also pleasing to Krishna, if we become conscious of him. Therefore, first thing is, Krishna is the proprietor, because as soon as we forget that, then automatically we start thinking ourselves to be the doers and the proprietors, and we become anxious about what the results are going to be, without considering whether the result will please Krishna or not. Just by the endeavor, we're attached to whether or not we're so-called going to be successful. But there have been many so-called successful people since time immemorial, but they have to transmigrate to another body, and therefore all the success is lost, whatever they achieved. You may have gotten 100 in every test in math when you were in school, but in the next lifetime, you may not have the ability to even remember that 1 plus 1 is equal 2. So what successful is that? Everyone praises us for being so intelligent, so capable, but in the next lifetime we're a bee in some hive. No one's there to praise us anymore. We're just lucky to get a little drop of honey. And even for that, according to what we read in the Bhagavatam, all the bees are going to bite us to get that one drop of honey. Therefore, I want you to understand that to follow the residents of Vrindavan means, to begin with, that they utilize everything in Krishna's service. Manasadeha, geho, ye, kichumora, apilutuya, pade, nandikishora. that my mind, manasadeho, geha, my body, my house, everything, let me utilize in your service, Krishna. And then we have to find out how to utilize in Krishna's service by becoming a servant of Krishna's servants. They can give us, because part of Krishna's service is also to serve Krishna's devotees, so it's good to find out from them what they would like us to do, because that's also service to Krishna. And also to the service of ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mission. That's really what we're trying to achieve with our energies, to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Then, if we can do it with some bhakti, with some feeling, with some care, some attention, because that's how we show our feeling. We do it with carefully and attentively, and then naturally we'll remember Krishna, and when we remember Krishna, then we can start try to feel Krishna's presence. Now the difference between sadhana and spontaneous is that when one is on the spontaneous platform, one is always remembering Krishna. And also everything reminds one of Krishna. Therefore one always remembers Krishna. And therefore whether one follows all these rules and regulations, one still remembers Krishna. And therefore there's no real need to follow the rules and regulations. That doesn't mean that they engage in illicit sex or they eat meat. The rules and regulations like getting up early and coming to Mangala Arati, they'll get up early anyhow. And even if they don't come to Mangala Arati, they'll still remember Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada didn't come to Mangala Arati, but we don't think he was in Maya, or that his devotional service would have been increased if he would have come to Mangala Arati, because he was translating books and doing other services, which were just as important, if not more important. But he was always fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, whether he went to Mangala Arati or not didn't affect his Krishna consciousness, because he was always getting deeper anyhow. But for ourselves, when we're not on the spontaneous platform, therefore we have to follow the rules and regulations. Otherwise, we'll wind up doing something other than Krishna's service, usually. And ultimately, the residents of Vrindavan, we have to appreciate them, because ultimately we learn how to feel by feeling how they're feeling. We can't understand how to love Krishna unless we see the example of the residents of Vrindavan or the acharyas who are also residents of Vrindavan. We shouldn't think the acharyas are somehow or another not in Vrindavan, but they're also residents. That's why they're acharyas, because they're residents of Vrindavan. And the residents of not only Vrindavan, but in our disciplic succession, they're also residents of the part of Goloka Vrindavan which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his pastimes. And therefore they're always in that mood, sevaka sadama rupayana. They have two identities. One of them is serving the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, manifesting the externally as sadhana siddhas, sadhanas, and internally, they're also manifesting their internal identity, their identity as in their Srup city and their pastimes with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So externally, they serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission as sadhanas, and internally, they're perfected devotees serving Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan as siddhas. So we have to follow both. We follow Srila Rupa Goswami as he displayed his pastimes as a sadhana. And we also try to develop internally, as we're doing that service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, the service of serving Krishna, Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So that's what our acharyas did. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami to Manasa, he was on the platform, he could do Manasa Seva. He was serving Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a shalagram shila that was wet, which was moistened by his tears. And I think he also gave him a garland of garland, gunja berries. and told him to meditate upon Radha and Krishna with this, do Manasa Seva under the guidance of Swarup Damodar. So we also have to do that. Our Manasa Seva could be just to think, look at the sun and think how wonderful the sun is, and it's, Krishna has put it in its orbit and he's living there as the sun god, Surya Narayan. So that's also meditation. So when we start remembering how Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, that's also meditation on Krishna. And eventually, as we perfect that meditation, see Krishna everywhere, then our actual identity will be revealed to us. Our identity, externally, we know what that is already. We're servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And internally, our identity as a Siddha in Goloka Vrindavan will be revealed to us. Thus one has to practice properly so that we read Bhagavad Gita and in this world we start seeing Krishna. When we drink water, when we see the sun and the moon, when we see ability in man, we remember Krishna. If we can't see Krishna right in front of us, how do we think we're going to see Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan? If we can't understand how Krishna is part of this material universe, is Krishna's manifestation, and it has a purpose behind it, how we understand what the purpose is in Goloka Vrindavan. We can't see what's right in front of us properly. Therefore, we shouldn't be anxious in a hurry to start meditating upon Radha Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. We should be interested in serving Krishna nicely in this world, so that we live in this, even in this world, we see it as the spiritual world, as an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity for service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And then the spiritual world will be naturally revealed to us. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes.
What is Dasya Rasa?
Service. Mm-hmm. Service, like, you know, sweeping the temple, that's Dasya Rasa. Savayamana Krishna Vidara Vindayo Pachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanuvartane. So Maharaj Amrish, he was in the mood of service. And first of all, he fixed his mind upon Krishna. So that's who we do the service for. Savayamana Krishna Padara Vindaya Vachamsi Vaikuntha. Then he glorified Krishna. That's also service. Vaikuntha Karohara Mandarama. And then he cleans the temple. Although he was a king, he was still cleaning the temple. So he engaged all his senses in Krishna's service. Followed Krishna's instructions. Cooking prasadam, cleaning the temple, worshipping the deities, distributing books. These are all services we can do. So many services. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, hvala za lekcijo. Rekli ste...
Lepo, malo.
So you said that simply you become Krishna servant and you serve him with care and attention. Okay. So how to cultivate this attention and care when you're doing the service, because there are many distractions through the day. So how to cultivate this attention and care step by step?
Ask Krishna, how should I do this nicely? Krishna is the super soul in the heart. And he'll give us intelligence. Like for instance, how can I eat prasadam better? So if we think like that, then Krishna will help us remember some instructions. How to eat it better. Chew the food. Wash your hands. Think about Krishna while we're eating. The super soul will help us if we ask him. It's not something, you know, some dramatic realization we need to do with better, simple things. It's not that every day the gopis get some huge realization about Krishna. No. They just do. They know how to do things nicely, and they learn from the superiors. They're always learning from the superiors, including and Radharani is learning from her superiors, who think she thinks is superior. They're learning from each other how to serve Krishna nicer. And it's really simple. They're not doing anything complicated. They're just doing it more carefully, more enthusiastically. For us, we just have to remember the simple instructions and try to apply them, and we'll get wonderful results from that. Anything else? For instance, if we want to dramatically revolutionize our day, just write down a schedule what we're going to do during the day. It's such a revolution. And if we follow the schedule, we'll find out that that day is the best of our days. We just make a simple schedule, utilize our time to serve Krishna during the day. When we follow that, then we'll have a wonderful day. Maybe a little difficult at first, but after we get used to doing that, then our life will become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So just ask Krishna before the day starts, what would you like me to do today? And then look through the possibilities and let Krishna choose which are the best things we can do. And if we do those things, then Krishna will be very happy. And we'll be very happy too. Anything else? Kuala Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.